What's going on, everybody? It's your pal Burrito Johnson, aka Cinema Burrito, aka Papa Burrito, Papa Murphy, Papa Johnson, whatever you guys want to call me. Just jumping on here after a few years without testing out a new lapel mic. Seeing if I could start doing these regularly, if I could even say regularly correctly. I want to start off this, not being able to record for 4 years or just forgetting about this for 4 years with two movies that I saw yesterday, kind of as background noises. They were background noises while I worked from home, and two little movies you guys may or may not have heard of, independent movies, whatever. And I'm talking about Avatar 1 and 2, James Cameron's Avatar 1 and 2. I saw them both in theaters. I only saw the first one once in theaters, and I saw the second one once in theaters. Avatar movies, especially the first one, have been... I never really was a fanatic of the Avatar movies, but I'm also not opposed to be like, they're really beautiful. They're really great to look at. Story is okay. The acting's okay, but you can't deny what... that it pushed to technology. I am kind of bummed that, James Cameron is kind of stuck doing these Avatar movies and not really venturing out and doing anything else, because I kind of miss James Cameron movies that didn't have to do with 100% CGI and all that good stuff. But here we are. It also didn't help that it was 12 years between Titanic and Avatar, that the first Avatar that James Cameron kind of came back to do stuff. James Cameron is an anomaly. He basically could do whatever the hell he wants. He released all these bangers, and then I think he spent several years just doing underwater deep exploration or whatever, and then he's like, I probably should do a movie now, which was Avatar. And then he waited another 13 years to release Avatar 2. Didn't really do anything in between all that. I mean, I'm pretty sure he did stuff, just really didn't do any feature-length movies. So it's pretty interesting. One of my favorite directors, kind of waiting all over a decade to release movies. And he's almost 70 years old, and he's going to be... doing, I think, three more Avatar movies, which I guess, people ask for it. I mean, both the Avatar movies made a lot of money, so I guess we need more. We'll see. Apparently, according to James Cameron, Avatar 3 is already wrapped. They're doing the finishing touches, and hopefully we don't have to wait another 12 years. Good Lord, by the time 5 comes out, I'm going to be like senior citizen, for crying out loud. It's ridiculous. Watching 1 and 2 yesterday, kind of back to back, kind of as background noise, was a pretty cool experience. Because the first one still holds up, the action is still pretty good, and then jumping from the first one to the second one, the technology is better than ever. It looks great. The technical aspect is awesome. I think the second one is a lot better story-wise. I think, that 13-year gap is pretty good. That 13-year gap is, kind of helped it, the story and the visual. Don't think it needed to be 3 hours long, but, here we are. I guess that, might as well pack in as much as we can. I hear that there's going to be different navvies in the third one, or maybe even enemies or something like that. That's what I'm hearing. And I think the fifth one, which supposedly is the final one, I'm curious to see. I'm hoping we don't wait, 15 more years or over a decade to get the rest out. Just get him out. Have James Cameron do some more movies, man. He's not getting any younger, but, I guess at least we got a James Cameron movie last year with Avatar: The Way of Water. I think I gave both these movies 4 stars on Letterboxd. If you don't follow me on Letterboxd, it's Cinema Burrito. I'm probably going to be introducing myself as Cinema Burrito from now on. Kind of just been Burrito Johnson for ever, but I guess Cinema Burrito is a more suitable name for what I enjoy and what my passion is. But yeah, Avatar 1 and 2, damn fine movies. Hopefully not another 4 to 5 years passes before I jump on here and record another episode. But if you want to follow me on any of the socials, it's going to be just Cinema Burrito on Twitter, Instagram, hell, even YouTube. I uploaded a couple movies there. If you want to check them out. Hopefully I could jump on here and just do some, you know, some thoughts on movies and stuff like that. But until next time, keep watching movies, guys.